The Defining Decade. For the longest time, adulthood, and the responsibilities that come with it, was thought to begin in your 20s. After finishing school, 20-something-year-olds were expected to be independent, start careers, and raise families. Many of today's youth, however, are now delaying marriage, careers, children, and other milestones of adulthood. In the last few years, the media has romanticized this phenomena, coining phrases like 30 is the new 20 and kidulthood. As society has begun to believe that it's okay for young adults to put off commitments, it's now increasingly acceptable for today's 20-somethings to work at low-level jobs and to live with their parents. Many kidults are leaving serious decisions about work, marriage, and family until later, when they're in their 30s. Psychologist and TED speaker Meg Jay felt this way about her 20s too, until she had what she calls an aha moment. What changed her mind? A 26-year-old woman named Alex. A 20-something herself, Jay was just starting her career as a counselor when Alex came to see her. Alex wanted advice on how to deal with her knucklehead boyfriend. Jay didn't consider Alex's problem to be serious. However, her supervisor pointed out that maybe Alex had a more complex problem. Perhaps Alex wasn't taking her relationships seriously enough. In other words, even though Alex knew she was with a person who wasn't good enough for her, she might still end up marrying him or someone similar. The best time to work on Alex's marriage, the supervisor said, is before she has one. Jay realized at that moment that the 20s aren't a time for coasting, but rather the best time to be making serious choices about the future and preparing for adulthood. She points out that 80% of life's most defining moments take place by age 35. This means that 8 out of 10 of life's important decisions and experiences will have happened by your mid-30s. Jay refers to research that backs this up. Female fertility peaks at age 28. More than half of Americans are married to or dating their future partners by the age of 30. Approximately 70% of lifetime wage growth happens in the first 10 years of a career. The brain ends its final growth spurt in the 20s as it begins to rewire itself for adulthood. This means that if you want to change something about yourself, your 20s is a good time to do it. According to Jay, American culture has trivialized young adulthood, reinforcing the message that it's okay to extend adolescence. In an interview with National Public Radio, Jay said that more and more people these days suffer from present bias. In other words, they place more value on immediate rewards than on achieving long-term goals. But Jay is hopeful that more 20-somethings will start thinking ahead. A lot of what she does with her 20-something clients is to ask them specific questions about the future, such as where they hope they will be in 5 or 10 years, if they want children, or what type of job they hope to get. She believes that in order to pursue a happier, more fulfilling future, what's important is not only thinking about these things, but thinking about them at the right stage of your life. And in Jay's opinion, the critical period for adult development is actually in your 20s.